this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, let's get going for another week, and this time we're going to talk about audio descriptive services. Audio description is a narration service for individuals or who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Audio description is available at the following area performances: September 14th, The Shape of the Table at the Burning Coal Theater; September 16th, The 39 Steps at Triad Stage; September 20th, Pentecost at Burning Coal Theater; September 21st, A Raisin in the Sun at Justice Theater; September 23rd, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Playmakers; September 27th, The Prisoner's Dilemma at Burning Coal Theater; September 28th, Firebird, presented by Carolina Ballet; October 5th, Wait Until Dark at Cary Players; October 15th, Phantom of the Opera at DPAC; October 18th, A Chorus Line at North Carolina Theater; October 19th, Desire Under the Elms at Raleigh Little Theater; October 19th, Around the World in 80 Days, Cary Youth Applause; and October 26th, Dracula, presented by Carolina Ballet. Three Triangle Area movie theaters are showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies: the Raleigh Regal Stadium 14 at North Hills Mall, Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at Beaver Creek Commons, Garner Regal White Oak Stadium on Timber Drive. Special note, please check the website or call the theater to confirm available services. More information on upcoming movies and performances can be heard on our Movie Review and Theater Preview podcast. Okay, at the Carolina Performing Arts at UNC's Memorial Hall. The website is carolinaperformingarts.org, and the box office phone number is 919-843-3333. September 5th, it's Tales from the Cosmic Ocean, an evening of Yakshagana, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The enchanting 700-year-old Yakshagana dance drama tradition is one of South India's most distinctive art forms, featuring elaborate costumes and facial makeup, stylized dancing, live instrumental accompaniment, and a complex grammar of face and hand gestures. Again, that's September 5th at UNC's Memorial Hall. September 13 and 14, Liz Magic Laser and Wendy Osserman, From North Carolina to South Korea. From North Carolina to South Korea, commissioned by UNC Chapel Hill's Art Department and Carolina Performing Arts, combines the multimedia performance art of Liz Magic Laser with the choreography of Wendy Osserman. Collaborating for the first time, the mother-daughter duo examines the studied gestures of politicians and the actual events shown on the news. Focusing on internet news, Laser and Osserman look at the effect that posturing and emotional display have on the public's perception. Coming up September 16th, it's Yasu Endor, celestial singer and prodigious composer, producer, and bandleader. Yasu Endor pioneered fusing traditional Senegalese percussion and griot singing with Afro-Cuban and indigenous dance pop flavors. Along with his band, he is one of the most revered musicians in Africa. September 25th and 26th at UNC's Memorial Hall, Dorrance Dance, the Blues Project. Hailed by The New Yorker as one of the most imaginative tap choreographers working today, Chapel Hill native Michelle Dorrance's company features some of today's best tap artists. Bessie Award-winning Dorrance Dance honors tap dance's uniquely beautiful history in a new and dynamic context, not by stripping the form of its tradition, by pushing it rhythmically, aesthetically, and conceptually. The Hopscotch Music Festival, recently called America's secretly best festival and the premier experimental and underground festival in America, is celebrating its fifth anniversary, September 4th through 6th, featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh. From its inception in 2010, Hopscotch has been a signature event for the creative community of Raleigh. Approximately 40% of the festival's performers hail from in-state. For complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, they can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. Farm Aid is coming to Raleigh. Since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states. This year, North Carolina makes state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Ticket prices, $49 to $174. They're available at LiveNation.com, Walnut Creek's box office, and Ticketmaster outlets. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit farmaid.org. Of course, October 3rd and 4th, it's the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. In addition to stellar ticketed main stages, the festival now includes a free street festival. Festival proceeds support the Bluegrass Trust Fund, a nonprofit organization helping bluegrass professionals in times of need. If you're thinking about going, keep in mind last year's Wide Open Bluegrass sold out. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. Switching our attention to PNC Arena, Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be at Raleigh's PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Hip Hop Legends is coming to PNC Arena Saturday, October 18th. Some of the biggest names from the glory days of hip hop will be featured on the Hip Hop Legends Tour. DMX will headline the show. Ticket prices range from $49 to $99. Then it's Brantley Gilbert with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis at PNC Arena Thursday, October 30th. The tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time ever on their Winter Tour 2014. Don't miss this tour, as this album features one of the band's most popular songs, Christmas Canon. There are two performances on Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Then on Friday, December 5th, it's the Black Keys at PNC Arena with special guest St. Vincent. The Black Keys tour supports the duo's highly anticipated new album, Turn Blue, that was released back in May. Turn Blue comprises 11 new tracks, including the first single, Fever. November 9th, America's favorite comic, ventriloquist, and star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham, and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to Raleigh. Dunham is best known for his famed troupe of sidekicks who are on tour with him, Walter the grumpy retiree, Ahmed the dead terrorist, the beer-fueled redneck Bubba Jay, the manic purple creature Peanut, the spicy pepper from south of the border Jose Jalapeno, and Peanut's own ventriloquist dummy Little Jeff, a mini version of the ringmaster himself. Disney on Ice is at PNC Arena December 10th through the 14th. Once again, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Prices start at $20. Then on December 31st, Concord, North Carolina natives, the Abbott Brothers, will be spending their New Year's Eve 2014 with thousands of friends and fans at PNC Arena. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott formed the Abbott Brothers with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Okay, coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center on September 16th through the 21st at DPAC, it's Dirty Dancing. The classic story on stage is an unprecedented live experience, exploding with heart-pounding music, passionate romance, and sensational dancing. Again, that's at the DPAC in Durham, September 16th through the 21st. Coming up September 26th, The Temptations and Four Tops. For more than 40 years, The Temptations have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances throughout the world. And the Four Tops were constantly producing songs about love, happiness, and romantic heartbreak in the quintessential Detroit Sound Motown tradition. No other popular quartet associated with the American 60s sound has succeeded in remaining as fresh, joyful, lively, and timely. Again, that's The Temptations and Four Tops at DPAC, September 26th. Other performances coming up at DPAC, September 28th, it's Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th, The Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, The Phantom of the Opera. October 25th, Bill Cosby. October 29th, Susan Boyle. And just recently added to the lineup at DPAC, November 2nd, it is Philip Phillips. Then November 6th, it's Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. November 8th, comedian Joan Rivers. And November 12th, just added to the schedule as well, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2014. At the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, September 5th, a Friday, it's John Hodgman. John Hodgman is a writer, humorist, geek celebrity, former professional literary agent, and expert on all world knowledge. He was the bumbling PC in Apple's long-running I'm a Mac, I'm a PC ad campaign, and as The Daily Show with Jon Stewart's resident expert. Coming up Thursday, September 11th, is Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. Friday, September 12th, it is Marty Stewart. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, September 11th through the 28th, it's Firebird, presented by Carolina Ballet. That's at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. September 19th and 20th at Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. Once again, that's Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, September 19th and 20th. September 26 and 27, West Side Story, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again. This is part of Broadway Series South. October 3rd through the 5th, Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff. This is North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. And the ticket prices range or are $50 to $55. October 4 and 5, it's Love Confusion at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. October 14th through the 19th, A Chorus Line, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, A Chorus Line is a stunning musical about a chorus audition for a Broadway show. Prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th at the Oscars, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites at May Mandy Concert Hall. William Henry Curry, resident conductor, enjoy your favorite hits from the Oscars like Star Trek, E.T., and, of course, Star Wars. October 24 and 25, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. October 29th, Shaping Sound at Fletcher Opera Theater. Prices $50.71 to $84.87. October 31st and November 1st, it's Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then on November 1st, Phantoms of the Orchestra, North Carolina's Young People's Concert Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. Each year around Halloween, the Phantoms of the Orchestra return to haunt the concert hall. And, of course, a nice big list of some festivals and other events coming up in the next few weeks. September 5 and 6, it's the historic Morganton Festival. Also on the 5th and 6th, Indian Summer Festival in Hertford. September 7th through the 14th, Beak Week, Goldsboro Poultry Festival. September 13th, Bush Hill Heritage Festival in Archdale. September 13th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. September 17th through the 21st, Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. September 18th through the 20th, Daily Vincent Fest at Denton Farm Park. September 18th through the 20th, the North Carolina Turkey Festival in Rayford. September 19th and 20th, Eden River Fest. September 19th through the 21st, North Carolina Paddle Festival in Swansboro. September 19th through the 21st, International Festival of Raleigh. September 20th, Pinehurst Oktoberfest. Also on the 20th, Locust Outdoor Expo, Creedmoor Music Festival, and Yadkin Valley Harvest Festival in Yadkinville. That's all on September 20th. On the 20th and 21st, the North Carolina Rice Festival in Belleville. Had a couple of additions here. On September 20th, the North Carolina Dance Festival at Meredith College. And October 4th, the Raleigh Irish Music Festival, Moore Square Park, from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Only a few concerts left this season at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. September 6th, it's Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. September 7th, 95X Big Shindig. September 10th, It's 5 seconds of summer. September 13th, as we mentioned earlier, Farm Aid. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young, the Giant, and Congos. And on October 9th, it is the Zach Brown Band. And for more information on those upcoming events, you can call Walnut Creek Amphitheater at 919-831-6400. As well, Red Hat Amphitheater only has a few events left. September 13th, it is Life in Color. September 18th, it's Lord. And on October 9th, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. If you'd like to contact the Red Hat Amphitheater, you can call 919-996-8800. Okay, at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Picking in the Pines Bluegrass Series, they've got 5 concerts coming up at Cocobooth in Cary. September 3rd is Old Habits. September 10th, Tommy Edwards and Carolina Lightning with special guests Matt Hooper and Swift Creek. September 17th, it's Grass Cats. September 24th, Acoustic Manor with special guests Victoria Lee and The New Ground. And October 1st, Charles Petty and the Iron Mountain Messengers. And also, closing out the season at Cocobooth Amphitheater, October 5th, it is Darius Rucker with special guests David Nail and Joel Krause. Tickets on sale at Amphitheater Box Office, etix.com, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Information also, call 919-462-2025. North Hills is playing host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. Coming up September 21st, Front Country, and then on October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. The Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme at Hayti Heritage Center on Friday, September 5th at 6 p.m. This is part of Duke Performances. For more information, call 919-660-3356, or you can go online to dukeperformances.duke.edu. Coming up at the end of September, on Saturday, September 27th, it is The Head and the Heart at the North Carolina Museum of Art. It is co-presented with Cat's Cradle. Not long ago, these rising stars of indie folk rock were on Seattle street corners, strumming their acoustic guitars, stomping their feet, and singing in harmony to attract the attention of passers-by. Ticket prices reserved are $30. If you're a member, it's $25. General admission tickets are $24, $19 if you're a member. $12 for young people 7 to 18, and that's general admission only. Children 6 and under are free, and that is general admission only. Okay, at the North Carolina State Fair this year, and fair dates are October 16th through the 26th, and the Dorton Arena concerts are as follows. On Thursday, October 16th, it's Vanilla Ice. Friday, October 17th, Tamela Mann. Saturday, October 18th, Clay Walker. Sunday, October 19th, Parmalee. Monday, October 20th, Love and Theft. Tuesday, October 21st, James Gregory. Wednesday, October 22nd, Brandy Clark. Thursday, October 23rd, McLean, including China Ann McLean, with special guest Before You Exit. Friday, October 24th, it is Newsboys. Saturday, October 25th, Trace Adkins. And on Sunday, October 26th, to close out this year's State Fair, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. All concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. All right, we've got a few agricultural fairs coming up in shortly, and For instance, the Iredell County Ag Fair is September 1st through the 6th. September 2nd through the 6th is the Alexander County Ag Fair. September 5th through the 13th, Cabarrus County Fair. September 5th through the 14th, Cumberland County Fair. September 5th through the 14th is also the North Carolina Mountain State Fair in Fletcher. September 7th through the 11th, Richmond County Ag Fair. September 8th through the 13th, Stokes County Ag Fair. September 9th through the 14th, Lee Regional Ag Fair. September 10th through the 14th, Surrey County Ag Fair. September 10th through the 14th is the Avery County Ag Fair. September 12th through the 21st, Central Carolina Fair. September 15th through the 18th is the Duplin County Ag Fair. September 15th through the 20th is the Davidson County Ag Fair. And then the September 15th through the 21st is the Wilson County Ag Fair. And there are a lot more going on through the early part of November, and we'll continue to add to the list for that. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a special public library that circulates books and magazines especially made for persons who cannot use regular printed material because of a visual or physical disability. The library is located in Raleigh, but mails materials throughout the state. It's a state agency operated by the State Library of North Carolina as a part of the Department of Cultural Resources. It is also a part of the network of regional libraries operated by the Library of Congress National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped. If there is something you would like to hear about on Triangle Bulletin Board, please let us know. We are working on expanding the offerings we talk about on Triangle Bulletin Board to ensure that I'm talking about programs and events you are interested in. After all, Triangle Bulletin Board is your program, and I want to make sure you are hearing the information of interest to you. Please contact Triangle Bulletin Board or me, Dave Smith, the host of the program, at 919-832-5138. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.